Welcome back. Welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Coming up in just a second or two or four, the Wednesday edition of Am I the Asshat? Alexis has that. Then the Dirt Alert. And then some more Boob Tube. Will Trent, Hulu is bound and determined to get you to watch this show.
Yeah.
And Alexis took their advice. We'll find out how that went. Yeah.
It's also been renewed for a third season.
It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, they're spending a lot of ad dollars on Will Trent. I see it in every carousel for Hulu. But right now, that's coming a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's time for Am I the Asshat? Wednesday edition.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Oh, yeah. We pull these right from the Reddit feed, so they're written from the person's point of view. And today's Am I the Asshat for telling everyone in the home that I will plate food from now on and clear labeling for leftovers. So this is a mom. She says, I have three additional people in my home right now. My daughter's going to college, and my son and his wife are staying to save money. The issue is with my son and his wife. They eat so much, and frankly, it's a concerning amount. What I usually do before they moved
sorry,
in...
that's hysterical. their amount of food they're eating is a concerning amount.
Okay, it is, sorry, yeah. Like, concerning yeah. amounts. She says, what I usually did before they moved in was I'd make the meal everyone eats and then pack up the leftovers in the fridge. But now the food is gone by the time I can even try to get seconds. Sometimes I make food and my daughter isn't home and it's all gone. I make big meals that can easily feed 4 to 6 people with leftovers sometimes. For example, I made a pound of spaghetti with meat sauce. I didn't even get any and it wasn't there when I came back after I finished my chores. My daughter wasn't home, and the two of them ate the whole pound of spaghetti. She says, I had a 2-layer cake. Almost all of it was there when I went to work. When I came back 8 hours later, it was almost all gone. My daughter is really frustrated since there's never any cooked food in the home. She says, I've made double batches, and that gives leftovers, but they don't last. The next day, they're gone. It's hurting my wallet, and I'm over it. She says, I don't want to charge them for groceries since that won't solve the issue with leftovers or if they eat everything before anyone has a chance to eat. So I sat everyone down and I told them I will be plating everyone's food for dinner and that leftovers will be split evenly and labeled clearly. If anyone is still hungry, they can buy more food to eat. I implemented this today. My daughter's thrilled, but my son and wife hate it. They're still hungry. And they say that I'm a huge jerk. But am I the asshat here? 651-641-1071.
Even if you're helping somebody out, even if you are, let me go broader. It's what Holly likes to say, boundaries. Healthy boundaries. Yeah. Everybody loves it. Well, not everybody loves a boundary. But a good boundary, and you should set it even if you're a mom with your adult children. I actually think sometimes that's more necessary.
Yes.
I really do. And I think this is a boundary. This is a health. This is an okay boundary. Even though you're helping out your adult children, that's not a blank check. Literally. Yes. It's not literally a blank check. If they're already helping you out by letting, because Lex, correct me if I'm wrong, the people that are still hungry are the people receiving the help, right?
Oh, yeah. It's her son and wife who are staying there to save money. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're staying there for free.
Okay. So if I was staying at Mom and Papa Haas's house for, let's say, 6 months to save for whatever. I would absolutely, first of all, I would never, ever rely on her to cook or Papa Haas to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I would certainly, if I'm not paying rent, buy my own yogurt.
Exactly. And
buy my,
And buy enough to share, too.
Yes! I would definitely cook. It would be the easiest and most economical way to first say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And two, to just be fair. They're taking, you know what? They're just taking advantage of the mom. They really are. The mom is not the asshat.
Mm-mm.
You keep plating that food, Shirley. You keep plating that damn food.
Well, I picked this one. I knew we'd kind of all maybe have the same sentiment, but because it's having adult children move back, what does that look like? And then I never thought about leftovers in that way, about labeling them.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love any of these because you know how I feel. And I love anyone, any of these, because I do not think as people we talk about it enough. And I'm a little biased because I'm in it and I will be in it for until the rest of my life. I do not think people talk enough about boundaries between adult children and their parents. I just don't think they do.
Yeah.
And especially
it's a new normal.
It's a new normal. And especially if you've been away from them since you were, you know, like you're in your 20s and then you reemerge and maybe you then move like I am with my mom.
The assumption that it's going to be the same.
Yes.
It's not.
And life is different.
Yeah.
Priorities are different. Time constraints are different. Anyway, that's why this is a great one, Lex, per usual. Holly, how do you feel before we go to the phone lines?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely not the asshat. She sat them down and said, hey, you're fine eating the food. I'm happy to provide. But you guys are taking advantage of it. These adult children are taking advantage of it. If you want to eat more food, go to the grocery store and get yourself some victuals. It is not that challenging.
No.
It is not that challenging. And if you're already staying there for free, exactly echoing what you guys said, you know, and in fact, if I was staying for free, I would be like, hey, maybe on Thursdays, I'll buy the food and I'll cook a meal.
Yeah.
And then share it with everyone.
Yeah, they're being they're really taking advantage. It's all they're my mom and my dad. It doesn't matter. You are grown now.
Yes.
You are grown. Let's go to the phone lines. Oof. Who do we have, Holly?
We have Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to our show. Thanks for calling. How do you feel about this?
So many feelings. So many feelings. As a mom of a 28 and a 31 year old.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've learned this week because I threw out a scenario, like a what would you do kind of scenario, and was just shocked at how we can all interpret things so differently because 20-30% of the population is highly sensitive, which I am, like empath. We just view everything so differently. This mom is a freaking empath because she's like, oh, I must do all for my children no matter how old they are. And yeah, they're spoiled, rotten, and entitled, and it's going to kick her in the butt, which isn't fair. But you know how many parents right now are going, wait, what? Why are you even doing that? You know what I mean?
Oh,
this is such an extreme, like, wait, everybody lives here. We don't have to all eat together. Like, you make your dinner. I'll take care of me. This is such a glaring, like, everybody lives different scenario where it's like, whoa. I feel bad for her because, like, if she hasn't by now figured out you are way overdoing it for these kids, I don't know what to tell her because you should have no guilt. I mean, holy bananas. Grow up.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Great point. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh. I'm sure the mom feels guilty. I'm sure the mom feels bad and she's trying to do the best she can. And and then she does the plating and then I got to tell you,
wow!
Especially in the scenario that I gave, Lex, you said the wife, the in-law, the daughter-in-law is mad too.
Yeah, the couple.
Let me speak to the daughter-in-law real quick. Hold on, just a second.
All right, here you go. All right.
You need to shut your mouth.
There we go. I said what I said. You need to shut your mouth. I don't like telling women to shut. I don't like telling anybody to shut up, but.
Shut your mouth.
You'd say that to a son-in-law, too. A son-in-law or daughter-in-law.
I would say that to
any in-law.
Flip it. Thank you, Lex.
Yes, I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
Yeah. I don't like telling anyone to shut up, but I really didn't tell her to shut up. Just hush your mouth. Hush your mouth is maybe a more southern way to say it. You need to... Your mother-in-law is helping. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak. Don't speak.
Don't speak.
Yeah, you are getting help from your in-laws. You do, you girl, you clean that toilet. You vacuum.
Right. This is beyond just the food.
Yeah, she is not your mama. Let's keep that clear. So the fact that I am more bothered by the daughter-in-law having an opinion on this. You smile, and if you get two pieces of asparagus, you better act like that's the best two pieces of asparagus you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, you hope that your pee stinks.
Yes. But no, I'm just saying, because if I was in that situation with Colin's family, I'd be doing windows.
Yes.
I would be vacuuming. I would be cooking.
Asking, can I help with anything?
Oh, my goodness.
You.
Yeah.
I'd be making biscuits every morning. Yeah. Anyway, that's a good one, Lex.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love those boundary ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love an adult boundary.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's what, right? Oh, my goodness. I could write a book after this whole thing. I could write a damn book. We're going to, we do Am I the Asshats on Monday and Wednesdays right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Hey, stay there, friends. Holly has the Dirt Alert, and then Will Trent. We're going to make Hulu happy today. You know what that daughter-in-law and son-in-law can do for that mom that's helping them run to Red? Take them to Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Hey, it's Jace. For Red Cow and Red Rabbit. The Lion King has roared back into Minneapolis. It's going to be here for a couple more weeks. And when you go to these theater productions in downtown Minneapolis, or St. Paul for that matter, you want to make an evening out of it. And you should get to downtown early and run to Red Cow or Red Rabbit. I'm going to concentrate on Red Cow right now. Only because Red Cow North Loop is just, Red Rabbit is hopping. But Red Cow North Loop right now has some great new items, and you have to get there. That crispy peanut shrimp I love, the kale salad, they have some new sandwiches, and of course their classics, the double barrel burger, those legendary homemade chips and dip, and more. Plus, if you get there early, you can take advantage of happy hour, 2 to 5:30. So, this week before The Lion King, run to...
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Shiver me timbers, we're back. Time to get caught up with the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Yar meaties! Let's talk about some projects that are happening in Hollywood. Bridget Jones 4 is a go. And Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant coming back for this next installment of the popular film franchise.
Yay!
How do I feel?
Well, now, this is called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, and it's based on the novel of the same name. So this story, at least in book form, already exists.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, but, yeah, go ahead.
I know. Okay, no. I think I know what you're going to say next.
I don't know what I was going to say next.
Oh. I heard that this is going to Hulu and not in theaters. And that just makes me go, do they not have confidence to launch it in theaters? I don't know.
Well, Jason, to your point, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, well, it will premiere in theaters internationally.
Oh,
Okay. And then it will be on Peacock. In the United States on Valentine's Day next year.
Oh, okay.
So they're not feeling confident that this movie will have a big enough audience in the United States for a theatrical release. However, you know, in every place else in the world, they think that, you know, probably this story, this franchise has been around for a couple of decades. People like it. It's very British and they're going to want to go and see it.
Yeah.
Or whatever kind of distribution deal they have. I loved one.
I'm choking on a piece of coconut.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Okay. Work that out, honey. Work it out.
Oh, I ate like a little bar in that break. Death by coconut. Anyway.
Oh, no.
I know. A horrible way to go. Oh, God, that coconut is... I forgot what I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you were talking. Oh, there you go. Come back.
I liked one. Mm-hmm. I don't like the other ones. So how am I going to feel about four?
Oh, you know? Yeah, you're kind of out.
Yeah, that's true.
I liked them all, and I've read the books, so.
Oh, you have much? Oh, okay. You're in. Okay. Yeah.
Now, there's Bridget Jones' Diary that came out in 2001, 2004, the sequel, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason. And then there was the third installment, Bridget Jones' Baby, which was released in 2016. Now, Hugh Grant did not appear in that movie.
No, because she got a new man.
Yeah, she got a new man.
And something real sad happens in that one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Emma Thompson's going to be back in this.
Mm. Okay.
She was in the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see again, Valentine's Day 2025.
All right.
You'll be able to watch it on Peacock. Now, something you won't be able to watch, Kit Harington's Jon Snow Game of Thrones spinoff. It's no longer in development. Kit Harington said that it's off the table. We couldn't find the right story to tell. And people were really excited about this because the news broke back in June 2022 that HBO was going all in on these Game of Thrones spinoff series. And this was one that people were very excited about. Everyone loved Jon Snow.
Yes.
But they couldn't really get the story together.
You know why this makes me happy?
Why is that?
Thank you. For asking.
Because we're all like, yes, no. Chase, why?
Because quality is mattering. It matters to them.
Yeah.
I love that they're just not Holly's best friend. David Zasloff isn't just going, hey, money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they're actually taking care of this franchise. That was my takeaway. I'm like, hey, they're not saying never. They're just saying we've tried, and right now we can't crack a story. So they shouldn't make it. They can't give us a good story.
Exactly. And then what they would have done then is made a bad story, and then we never would have seen it because David Zaslav would stick it in the vault for a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Yeah.
But Jon Snow can stay in exile for a while and then maybe, you know, emerge at some point. Yeah.
He's in snow. He's perfectly preserved.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, there he is. Oh! Yeah,
like a fish stick in your freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Kit Harington does have a project coming out. It's called A Blood for Dust. It's in theaters April 19th. So if you want to see Kit Harington doing his thing, there he is.
He's so unattractive.
Oh,
just put him in the vault forever.
He's so unattractive.
Just have him in the Wildling, you know, they fell in love and just be in the hot springs together. We'd watch that show.
Oh, yeah, like that. Cute little capybaras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some fruit in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things we're learning from this new Vogue magazine interview with Zendaya, she's on the cover of this, and we talked about her in the first hour of Jason and Alexis this morning, is that when she was cast in Spider-Man, the producers had no idea who she was. Like Kevin Feige and the producer of Spider-Man were like, well, we didn't know who she was. And then they figured it out that she was a big kid star on Shake It Up and Casey Undercover over at the Disney Channel. And they were like, boy, we feel real stupid because we didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
That probably makes her feel real good, though, because she really got it on the merits of her acting and not reputation.
Yeah. Oh. Amy Pascal, bigwig in Hollywood, she still produces the Spider-Man movies, and she said that when Zendaya auditioned for the role of MJ in the Spider-Man movie. She's wearing no makeup. She was just dressed regularly. And then Amy was like, oh my God, she's amazing. She has to be in this movie. And then we found out she was a totally famous person and felt real stupid.
I love that for the exact reason that Alexis said. I think if you're her, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't get it just because I'm riding the wave of I'm a name to be, you know, that could be an advantage to the production.
Yeah,
they liked me because of my talent. Yeah. She was so good. Oh, well, she is present tense.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably going to make another one. She's such a good MJ.
Oh, my gosh. Well, two of the three Spider-Man movies that Zendaya has appeared in have grossed more than $1 billion at the worldwide box office.
Yep.
Whoa.
Deservedly so. Good films. Great films. Mm-hmm. More stories like this at mytalk1071.com and another Dirt Alerts coming up at 12 and in the 5 o'clock hour. But next, BoobTube Bonanza. Hulu really wants you to watch Will Trent, and Alexis did just that. What is it? How is it? She's going to tell you next.
It's for kids.
To benefit families staying at the Ronald McDonald House.
Presented by your book club.
It's one of our favorite days of the year on My Talk, where we can support a charity that helps out families going through unimaginable medical struggles far from home. But Ronald McDonald House Charities really helps those families. And on Thursday, April 11th, you can help too by bidding on these great packages.
Sit with us in the suite for the Miss Janet Jackson concert this June at the Excel.
Come join us in the director's suite at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters to watch beautiful The Carole King Musical.
Or enjoy a Twins game in the suite with our buddy Grant.
Come on, bid. Do it for the kids.
See all the items up for bid at mytalk1071.com, keyword bids. Then tune in all day Thursday the 11th for Bids for Kids, presented by your boat club.
Ooh, it is house buying season. Seeing lots of sold signs, seeing lots of houses up for sale. And now is a great time if you are looking to buy your first home, you're looking to refinance. Give David and the team a call. And you will be very happy that you did because they are live and local. They're part of the community. They'll take the time to get to know you and make sure that you're set up for success. They also have the reputation locally of just being top notch. And that might be the edge that you need over another buyer. Also, shop for a mortgage before you shop for a home. And of course, do that with First Equity. You know how much you can afford. You know what the process will be. They'll hold your hand through the process. And then you'll know exactly what's going to happen. And also for a seller, that's very attractive to have someone ready to go. So if you're looking to buy your first home, you're looking to refinance, maybe it's time for that cabin you always wanted, give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
It's true.
It is. We looked it up.
That's the real B. Arthur, by the way. Not the fake one.
Yep. Yeah.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything horse urine. Thanks for being here, everybody. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. It's time for a TV
taste test.
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test. Give me a
taste. It's time for a TV Taste Test. Lex, what you watch?
Will Trent on Hulu. I saw that it was renewed for a third season, and then you're right, Jace, as we're watching anything else on Hulu, they're just feeding it up to you.
Girl.
Watch.
It is everywhere, Lex.
It is.
It's very aggressive.
It is very aggressive, and you know what? Rightfully so. These are, now, full disclosure, you guys know, this is my kind of show.
Yeah.
Special agent, there's crimes to be solved. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, their relationships with their other coworkers, with the town itself. I just love these shows, and this is no different. I'm in. I watched 3 episodes. I did a full taste try. And I guess these are based on some best-selling books by Karin Slaughter. And you follow Will Trent, who's played by this beautiful Puerto Rican man named Ramon Rodriguez.
Well, Lex, can I stop you right there? Are we sure Hulu didn't make this show just for you?
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe. I mean, seriously. I mean, there's category after category of things you just love. So, yeah.
Yes.
Does somebody have a knitting hobby to alleviate their stress?
You know what? Not in the first 3 episodes, but let's hope it's coming soon.
That's right, Lex.
Valid question, guys. Mm-hmm. Wilds, yeah, he's a part of the Bureau of Investigations in Georgia, so he's that real cute little accent, which is just fun. And then you learn a lot about him as a child and going through the foster care system, and then some of the individuals who went through it as well. There's some connections, at least for sure, in the first couple episodes. And you really come to love this guy. You see his faults, and you also champion, not only will he, you know, find justice for the people that they're, you know, the cases they're trying to solve, but he's just a lovable guy. Another person I love is Erica Christensen. I think she's probably most well known for being in Parenthood.
Okay.
But if you see her, you're going to be like, oh, I know her. She's just been in, I feel like, in like everything. And 6 Degrees, she was in too, if you're a fan of that show. But anyway, she plays love interest, co-worker. So, you know, there's like a lot of mingling of that as well. So they're already playing with that from the get. So it's fun to see her in this project. Jennifer Morrison is also in it. She plays, yep. So, gosh, where's she? She's been in so much. Probably
everything.
Once Upon a Time is one of the, and House.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really recognizable faces, and the stories themselves have been really interesting. At least in the first 3 episodes, it is very Law and Order in the sense that, you know, there's a case that begins and ends, and then there's an overarching theme, within the, you know, just between the characters and, you know, what's been happening. So
a continuous thread.
Yeah.
That goes, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in. I like it. I love Will Trent. Now, I don't know how often we're going to be talking about it again, because it is one of those shows that, you know, it's hard to talk about individual cases. But just in general, I like the feel of it, and I like where they're going with this characters. And the peripheral characters are rich.
Lex, you said this is the 3rd season?
Well, this is it has just been renewed for a third season.
Okay.
I started from the beginning, though.
You did? Okay, that was my...
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. I figured that would probably be the best way to view this.
No, we refer to it as Hulu.
Yeah.
Because we're so inundated with Hulu marketing.
Yeah.
But is this an ABC show?
It is.
Okay.
It is an ABC show, yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I had never heard about it until Hulu started jamming it up in my grill.
Yeah.
And right. They were like, Will Trent has been renewed for a 3rd season on ABC.
Uh-huh. Right. Yes. Anybody else?
Big time.
Anybody else watching Will Trent?
Yeah. Like, are we late? Too?
Yeah. Are we late to the party? And look, that is absolutely... What?
We're getting emails.
We are?
Yeah, Julie loves it. It's great. He gets a dog, too. Yes, he does. And that's really cute and fun.
Okay.
And then Leslie says, it's live ABC Tuesday nights. LoJ loved the show, too.
LoJ did? Okay.
Oh, and there's a twist at the end of the season. So, I'm ready for that ride.
Okay, now I want to see this dude.
Yeah, if you like, you know, police procedurals, crime drama, this is for you. Also, Ramon.
Yeah, I don't care about that. The
plot. Very nice.
I just want to see what he looks like.
Oh, I think you'll like his character, too. He wears, like, 3-piece suits.
Oh, really?
And there's a reason for that as well.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. He's got that Georgia accent.
Yeah.
No wonder Hulu wants me to watch this.
They looked at your algorithm, Jason, and they were like, this individual will love looking at Ramon Rodriguez.
Oh, and he has like a little cross-eyed chihuahua.
Oh, yeah.
That
And that's
no offense to the cross-eyed Chihuahua community. I'm just saying the dog is real cute.
Oh.
Has some interesting eyes that is drawing my attention. Oh, I would watch
this
show.
It was cross-eyed.
Lex, do me a favor. Google Will Trent. Will go to Trent. Images and uh-huh. look at the cover art for ABC, the show poster, and you'll see.
Look at that.
Look at his little eyes. I watched the show just for that dog.
Oh, and the dog's name is Betty. That's also super cute.
I love in a dog life, with a human name. Oh, yeah. I love a dog with a human name.
It's a Chihuahua. And in real life, its name is Bluebell.
Oh, so cute.
Fun fact.
Thank you, Lex.
And it looks like on ABC, we are currently deep into season 2 right now because a new episode just dropped last night from season 2, also directed by Leah Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, she does a lot of TV directing. So,
Look at that.
All right, well, I got to catch up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Watch it all on Hulu.
This is, you know what? Not usually my genre, but for the dude, the cross-eyed Chihuahua, and the suits, I might watch this.
Yeah, and he's kissing and stuff, and he does take his shirt off at one point.
Lex, you just gave me another reason.
All right, guys in suits, chihuahuas, and nipples.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
what order would I put that in? What order of importance? Mm. I would say, okay.
we're gonna hierarch this?
I'm gonna hierarch this. Okay, for me, dude is number one.
Okay.
Then cross-eyed chihuahua.
Betty.
Betty. Cross-eyed Betty. then the suits that he wears, his clothing, and then the subtle nudity. There we go. Oh, and then finally the crime solving thing.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, there is one every. And he's very unique. You know, he has his challenges and they do lean into that. Okay. And it actually helps him solve cases too, because he empathizes with
that on the show, Betty is not cross-eyed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't really get... It might have just been the poster picture.
Like maybe I think it's the poster.
The one I was distracted by something.
Yeah.
And they didn't correct it.
I wish they would, because that dog is cute as all get out.
Oh, she's
cute as a bug in a rug.
Oh, she's darling in there, too.
She's darling.
And she's from the first episode.
Okay.
You'll see how she comes into his life.
I might check this out for all the reasons I just...
Look at that. There were at least five there.
There's five reasons, Lex. There's at least five reasons for you to listen to our show on Fridays. That's right. Holly, it's a weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. What can you tell us about this week's extravaganza?
Well, I can tell you that it's at 8:30 in the morning. Jason and Alexis, your opponents this week are Lori and Julia.
No!
And the topic, fittingly, is divas. Music edition.
Yes.
Music edition. All about our favorite music divas. Think Madonna. Think Whitney. Think Janet. Think all of the spectacular ladies we know and we love and we listen to all the time.
Love it.
That's it.
Yep.
This Friday, 8:30. Actually, when we come back, Lori told me, we'll do it on the other side. Lori told me, Alexis and Holly, at the event that we went to, Lori told me how she would like us to refer to them after they leave.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
We'll be right back with that.
Say goodbye to unwanted pests with a single call to Plunkett's Pest Control. And wow, they can sure help you with a lot. Mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, crawling things, flying things, slithering things. Plunkett's Pest Control, they can handle it all. Now discover Minnesota's best pest control service with more than 100 years of excellence. It was started back in 1915. Family-owned and operated, female-run, trusted technicians backed by a century of experience. And wow, we've had Patrick at our house for a decade now, keeping the critters in their place. It's been very nice and so helpful. Wow, don't let them take over your home. Trust the pros at Plunkett's. Effective, eco-friendly control methods with deep roots in Minnesota. They know the region like no one else. So whether you're in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or anywhere else in the great state of Minnesota, Plunkett's Pest Control, keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today. All you need to do is head to Plunkett's.net. That's Plunkett's.net.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
from like the 70s or 80s.
After 14 years.
You left me.
344 episodes.
Oh, God.
Emotions unresolved until now.
Abby, I've been expecting you.
One last night to say goodbye.
Are you still sleeping with Greg?
Every morning, every night, twice on Saturdays.
When the loose ends get tied up on knots.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Over 30 years ago, that promo ran for the final episode of Knots Landing over there on CBS. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're hearing from you a lot of love for what Alexis just reviewed, ABC and Hulu's Will Trent.
Yeah.
I'm hearing from people on the X. Steph wrote, absolutely love Will Trent. Megan writes that she loves it, watches it every week.
Nice.
And yeah, so I might check that out.
Not alone, yeah.
You are not alone, Lex. And maybe Hulu's forcing it on us for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can watch it. Catch up on Hulu, Will Trent. Welcome back. We had a My Talk event. We'll eventually be able to tell you about.
Yeah. It's all good. It's not scary or anything, guys.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah. Don't. We had an event, though, that we can't talk about. But it's not, we're really not kidding. Nobody else is leaving. It's a fun thing that we'll it's a partnership and we'll eventually be able to tell you about it, but
fun.
Yeah, it's really fun anyway, but we can't
These things take time and more time than,
yeah, it's a marketing thing and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So we were at this event, we were at Red Cow, in North Loop. And we rarely, all of us, and especially me, I'm not in the building. It was always a chance for all of us to catch up. I mean, Bradley literally said, came up to me. He's like, we are just never all together. I mean, whether it's schedules or whatever the situation, even people that are in the building every day. I'm sure Lex and Holly, you don't see everybody every day.
No, no. Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's always fun.
It's always fun to get back together. So Lori came up to me.
I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, Lex. So Lori walks in because she was working that day. So Lori and Grant came right to Red Cow after the show was over. And I happened to be by the front door. And so she tagged me first. And I was like, hey, girl. I go, she goes, hey, sweetie. She's, this is literally a conversation. I'm not making this up. She was barely a hello. She's, what are you going to do without us? I said hi,
sweetheart. Great question.
I have not seen her in person since the announcement. What are you going to do without us? I said, Lori, I don't know. She was, we have provided the Jason and Alexis show with a lot of content over the years. I said, yes, you yes. are accurate. You are accurate.
True
she
story.
Says, I'm just saying, Jason and Alexis has gotten a lot of play out of Lori and Julia. I go, Lori, nothing you're saying is inaccurate, my love. And I go to give her a hug, and she goes, I just want you to know, like when Alexis, you know, if Alexis takes time off or you take time off, you know, I'll come back. She goes, you know, we're not going anywhere. She goes, I'm open to coming back. And I said, okay. And she goes, I said, oh, kind of like Tom Brokaw, you know, like when Tom Brokaw retired from NBC News. This is so good. I said, like when Tom Brokaw retired from NBC News, he would still pop up like on election specials, like election night. They would have the main anchors like Savannah and whatever. And then commentary by, and this is it, they called Tom, once he retired, Anchor Emeritus. Of NBC News. So Lex.
Oh.
Holly.
Oh.
We are to refer to Lori and Julia as of July 1st as Host Emeritus. Host Emeritus.
Well deserved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Did all of it.
It's what happens when you're a professor at a university.
Yes.
And you're still writing books. You're still doing things.
I think we should also bestow this on Colleen Lindstrom.
Oh, yeah.
Host Emeritus.
Uh-huh. Host Emeritus.
Yes. Now, don't tell Lex.
Oh, wait.
Lex, don't tell Laura and Julia. We're giving it to Colleen, too.
Oh,
Let's just keep it for them. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's for them. But yeah.
Okay.
But also, it's Colleen, too. It'll be
hello, buddy.
Hello, buddy.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah, but you're right.
But yeah, okay, right, right. But for Low J, yes, yes.
For Low J, July 1st, host Emeritus, Lori and Julia.
Oh, they I love
come
it.
Back. Yeah. That's She's so like, funny. I'll come back. She goes, you know, if you're on vacation and Lex wants to play with me, I'll play with Alexis. I said, okay.
That would be fun. Okay.
Yes. I said, Lori, but let's be clear. You do know what time our show starts.
Yeah, that I was going to mention that.
Right.
That is one thing where you have to travel in time and space to the studio.
I said, Lori, you never wanted to be on the show when you work here. Like, right now.
Right.
You barely want to be on our show. Anyway, so there we go. Oh. My talkers, we have our marching orders. Once the retirement is official, Lori and Julie are to be referred to as hosts emeritus.
Emeritus.
Oh, love it.
That's going to do it for us. We're still here. We're just hosts. Yeah. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Tomorrow, it's our Bids for Kids Day. It's going to be lots of fun. We'll see you then. Talk then. Bye.